You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We haven't done this thing in a while. It's called Right Now.
What?
Right now. Like, what's going on right now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, are you doing something right now that is worthy of talking about on the radio?
Like, maybe someone is about to propose.
Ooh.
Yes.
Right? Like, they're evening and setting in and they're... Tonight, it's right now,
on.
Getting ready.
And you're shaking in your boots.
Yeah.
And you're like, writing your little speech.
Mm-hmm.
Did he have a speech for you?
No.
He didn't? He just got down?
He just, asked my best friend, can you take a video? And I went, And he just said, I love you so much. Will you marry me?
Did you want a speech?
I didn't care in the moment. I couldn't believe it was happening.
Wow. Yeah. Did you also drop to your knees?
Yeah, that photo's the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
Yes,
it's kind of weird.
So weird.
I think I love it.
It is very endearing.
Yeah.
But it ruins the classic picture.
I love that it's not the average.
He had to lay down.
It's so true. It's like,
for the record,
you have to be up. I have to be down.
I think it was like so cute.
That
I was.
That
for the record, I said, of course, not even, just yes.
Hmm.
The first time I proposed, I know we're supposed to be talking about right now stories. First time I proposed, she was just like, huh? And then like put her hand out and I'm like.
Is that a yes?
She never said it. I'm like, you have to verbally respond to this.
That's the problem.
And my mom is sitting on the couch and her sister right when I went down. So is that a party? I had a Christmas party in my house.
Oh, that's right. Oh, you proposed at a Christmas party?
Yes.
Okay.
I got up in front of, oh my God, we're not going to get back to, I got up in front of everybody and I was like, a toast, it's Christmas party. I was like, to the best people in the world, to Greg and Bo, to Liz, the marketing director, to Rich, my buddy, my parents. I named everybody, cheers, everybody cheers. And we just stop and we have a drink. And then I'm like, oh, did I leave somebody out? Nikki, come up here. And then I was like, I have a special toast for you. Well, we called her Sticky on the air then.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
I was like, the reason I didn't mention you the first time was because I want you to be more than one of my friends or whatever. And I drop to one knee. And as I go down to one knee, I'm looking over at my mother and father and her sister, Brandy. And her sister, Brandy, sitting next to my aged parents. And she goes, no, you didn't. That is my proposal story.
That's kind of great.
Okay. At least.
Other than the F word, but that's fine.
Oh, am I not allowed to say that?
No.
Right now, I'm getting fired. So I have a right now story that's kind of happening in my life.
Oh.
And I can't say, I don't know how, I know somebody who just crashed their car.
Oh, no.
Are they okay?
Yes.
Okay.
They just mildly fender bendered, and it's a type of car that is made out of, how do I say this? Like, some of the newer cars aren't metal.
Okay.
Like, around the bumpers and stuff, they're that plasticky.
Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
Whatever. Yeah. And they are frantically looking for a heat gun because they've looked up on YouTube. They don't want their SIG other to find out they've crashed the car because they have
a
propensity
history.
To. Yes. Thank you.
Okay.
And so they're texting everyone in a group text except their SIG other. Do you know where I can get a heat gun? Because apparently you can put a heat gun on it and it'll go like, pff. It'll pop the dents back out. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
I've done that with a buddy before.
You have?
Yeah.
You've heat gunned him?
No. He was driving way too fast and we slid and we kind of took out a no parking sign. We went into someone's yard. He drove it home.
Okay.
He's a car guy. So he had like the heat gun. We popped it out and it was like a red car and he had nail polish.
And like, he fixed it.
Like, he had it prepared.
Wow.
Like, I'm going to ding this car up, and I have the right
And
polish.
No one was the wiser.
His dad at the time, was not the wiser.
That's what this
So it does work.
So this right now situation could turn out okay for this person if they find a heat gun.
I think so, yeah. And maybe some nail polish.
Right.
Okay.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So this is what we're looking for.
The nail polish was just to make us feel like we look good.
You feel pretty. For their nails.
I remember one time a long time ago when we did this, we asked people to call in what they were doing right now. And this guy was on his way to DIA. I don't know if you remember this.
Mm.
He was flying. He got invited to his ex's wedding. Maybe he wasn't even invited. But he knew his ex was getting married and she was the one that got away.
Oh.
So he was going to Taylor Swift it. He was going to speak now.
Okay, for the record, let's not spread rumors that Taylor Swift actually did this at a wedding. She did not, except for on New Girl.
Oh, right.
She did it on New Girl?
Yeah. Yeah, right? It was not Jess, the other girl.
I didn't watch it far enough in to get... Taylor Swift was on New Girl?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's very meta because they also talk about Taylor Swift. Anyway, let's go back to right now.
Anyway, so in that particular dude's thing, we were like, can we call you on Monday?
Oh, wow.
And get an update and see what happened.
Did he call? Did you?
He did it. He went to the wedding.
He spoke
it was still, I don't know, when you get married, you're not going to do the speak now thing, right?
For sure not.
Because you're afraid somebody will do it?
No one's going to stand up and claim me.
No, but also.
Slacker and I have prepared speeches.
Then no, we will not be doing that.
He did it.
Wow.
He went to the wedding, I think unannounced. And when they did the thing, he stood up and said, I object. To this.
Whoa.
And I distinctly remember when we called him a few days later, we were like, did you do it or not? And we heard a female laughing in the background and it was her. She left with him.
Why is do you object even in weddings?
Just, it's kind of that last fail safe for like if, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like if none of your friends had the-
You're at the day. Give it up.
I know, but like nobody had the huevos to tell you.
Yeah.
Publicly, if
he's
not
right. Yeah. No, but it could be your last chance to get out.
Okay.
And they ended up together, this couple. So
that's why they put it in. It's a happy ending.
Yes.
Not for everyone.
Well, yeah. It's not a victimless crime. Okay. So if you're going to do something weird to your body, or if you're going to quit your job, or you're looking for a heat gun.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe you're going to get a wax for the first time.
I don't hate that.
I'm just curious, like how.
Maybe we could just have you on the phone while you're doing
while you're
it.
Doing it.
While you're like on. Me and my buddy in high school.
All right, we want to hear the drama that you're in right now. 303-222-5423.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron.
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We are looking for the drama that you are going through at this exact moment. Mm-hmm. We call it right now. Ryan?
Yeah. Guys.
Yeah. You are disguised, voice disguised here. What's happening right now?
Okay, so I'm 19 and I live with my parents and they're really super duper conservative. Okay. And I want to get a tattoo.
Yeah, do it.
Sorry, we aren't giving advice, are we?
You're on your way to get one right now?
What are you getting?
Mothra.
Oh, I'm getting a leaf.
Leaf?
Yeah.
Just a
leaf?
Getting leaf.
Yeah, I know it sounds weird, but it has a lot of emotional connection for me.
Okay. Yeah, don't. Come on.
Yeah, now I feel like a jerk.
What do you think? Who's going to be most mad? Your dad or your mom?
Probably dad.
I don't know how to tell you this, but don't do it.
Are we afraid they're going to like kick you out of the house?
That's exactly
are
why you don't do it.
Level of strict? About.
Yeah.
That's what you're worried about and you're getting a leaf?
Yeah, if it was mom... Moms will be mad and then be a mom and go like, but I can't kick you out. Dads will be like, I told you.
It's so hard without knowing the parents. It's so hard to know whether or not this is a horrible idea.
But dads go, how old are you again? Okay, see ya.
19.
Yeah, bye.
Well, not everyone got kicked out of there.
But if you cross that line, I'm leaning towards slacker.
My dad, I put a fake earring in. I put a magnetic earring in. There was no way for him to know it. He thought it was a real earring. And I walked into the house and he walked up and jerked it out of my ear. And I was like,
what
got
if
it.
That happened real? Wow. Okay, but then there was my dad, and it may be a daughter thing, but I said I'm getting my nose pierced on my 18th birthday, and he said I won't pay for your wedding. He is helping. And that was also 14.
Ryan, are you sure you want to do this? Don't do it. I'm sorry.
Do it.
You said it has sentimental value, which means that you've like put a lot of thought into it. Is it going to be on an exposed body part?
Oh.
Well, that was one way I thought I could get around it. Is maybe if I said, "Hey, I'll put it on my back."
Or that's what I did.
My fiance did that as well. It didn't last long.
It's not going to matter. It's not going to matter.
See, and my dad said that because he saw like guys in the gym with like big tats on their back and stuff, and he went to me and was like, I don't get why they'd put it on their back. You can't even see it. If you're going to get one, get it where you can see it, right? He's kind of like daring me almost. And I'm like,
interesting.
Ryan, okay. I just think it's a bad idea, dude, but...
Send us a photo
at
the Slacker Show on Instagram.
Yeah, check back in with us. We'd love to know.
I want to see it. The leaf.
And we'll try to find you an apartment or something.
Yeah. He's going to have to make like a tree and...
Oh, boy.
Oh,
leaf
God.
His
okay.
House.
Crystal?
Yay!
Right now, what are you doing right now?
I am hyping myself up, putting myself in a good mood because I'm leaving my cheating fiance.
And I'm yeah, girl!
You're what? You're leaving him? Like right now?
Yes. I can't believe y'all are talking about this. But I just dropped him off at the airport.
Oh,
and
where's he going?
Oh, he tried to say that he's going on a work trip, but I know more than what he thinks I know. And I know that's a lie. And I've known for a few weeks that he's been cheating. And I even know what she looks like and everything. So, you know, it's...
Wait a minute. You've known and you didn't tell him. So you're acting normal to his face?
Yes. And it took all that I could... You know, he tried to kiss me. I gave him the cheek. I have not kissed him. Yeah, it's just, I can't. I'm good vibes.
So, okay, I just need to get, you put him on a plane just now. You're going home. You're going to pack up. When he gets home, you're gone.
And you said gone. Fiance, right?
Mm-hmm.
Was the wedding
planned?
I'm
keeping the ring. We've started. Mm-hmm.
You're
but thank goodness we're far enough out.
I would reconsider leaving the ring. I would check if you could
keep that.
Keep the ring.
Oh, you're keeping
the ring. Oh, good. Okay. Go.
Have you paid deposit? Like, I don't know why I'm being dad mode right now, but have you paid deposits on stuff?
We're still within the time frame of being able to get at least half back.
Okay.
So.
And you know what?
Who cares?
Deposits are never worth staying with a cheater.
You're right.
Guys.
Oh, my God.
Also, I'm sorry. Like, this sucks. But you feel like you've accepted it.
I've been working myself through this for the past couple of weeks. You know, I've gone through, what do they call it, the 10 steps, 12 steps, whatever. Yeah. I've done the tears.
Stages of grief.
I've done the I can't believe. Exactly. Right now, there's still some parts of rage. I wanted to push him out the car
rage.
While I was driving, but I didn't. So I'm like, you know what? I'm better than this.
Yeah,
you
are.
I'm just going to pack my stuff. And I'm going to, you know.
Don't say where you're
going to
go. Don't say where you're going to go.
Take myself on a good trip.
Okay, good.
Oh, good. Yeah. Take yourself on a good trip on his credit card.
Don't say where you're going to go, though. I don't want, like, screw this dude, right?
Yeah.
You've got a place lined up to live and everything?
Oh, yes. Well, I own the house, though. So I can just go back into that.
Put his stuff on the curb.
No. He's going to come back to his things packed.
Yeah, are you packing his stuff or are you packing your stuff?
No, I have a separate house that I'm going to.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay,
great.
So then you're set up.
I wish that I could just put his stuff on the curb.
Yeah, you didn't need him,
Crystal,
actually.
But what made you not...
I mean...
What made you not blow up on him? You said you'd known for weeks? I'm so, like, amazed that you held it in.
Yeah. Jesus.
Okay.
You know what? One time when I found out I had been cheated on, I held it in. We actually we were just broken up. And I said, I need to get my things from your place. Held it in.
Because you wanted to make sure that was amicable.
Oh, no. I just wanted to make sure that to his face I could go. I know what you did. I know who she is. Have a nice life. Never talk to me again. So I get it. Mm. When you're mad enough.
Okay.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
If you need help packing, let us know.
Give us a call.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a truck.
I will definitely do that because I think trash day is coming up. So
Oh my God, Crystal. We love. Can we check in with you to make sure it all went well?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Good. Yes. All right. I would love. And yeah, if y'all need a full name and everything, if I could put out an ad, don't get with me.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.